Justice Mark Montour said he does not believe there is a sentence the court allows that would give Jessica Cameron the justice she deserves, but he would give the most the law would allow.
A determined sentence of 25 years.
It was the maximum sentence for Jonathan White, who in December 2018 confronted Cameron at her workplace, a Tim Hortons in the city of Tonawanda, where he doused her with fuel and set her on fire. Cameron was in a medically induced coma for about a month and then needed months more for surgeries and physical therapy.
My mouth was unable to open or close properly and still causes trouble eating and drinking. My eyes still don't close fully when I sleep, causing them to dry out and could cause future eye damage. I was terrified of showering for months because it felt like being on fire all over again.
Cameron also spoke in court of the pain inflicted on her family. Their two children, she noted, have not understood why their father is no longer with them, and she dreads the day when she'll have to explain what happened. But she also spoke of being at peace and of willingness to advocate for other domestic violence victims. White, meanwhile, is appealing the sentence. His attorney is Joseph Terranova.
I have some idea of what I think there may be for appealable issues, but and certainly my client has a number of issues that he feels are appropriate for appeal.
White expressed regret in court for Cameron's injuries, but stopped short of admitting guilt, suggesting, in his words, that the story has been portrayed as something different. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.